Marketing categories now encompass more than traditional demographics. Today's consumers don't fit into traditional marketing categories like they used to. Meet Sophia. She's Hispanic, works in a bank, and dresses conservatively at work, but goes for a more casual look from Urban Outfitters when hitting the clubs. Sophia is bisexual, prefers the gender-neutral pronoun, Z, and, despite being Catholic, supports pro-life causes. Z lives in a Manhattan loft, cooks vegan meals, jams to Shakira and Fish, volunteers with Greenpeace, and shops at Walmart. Sophia is just one example of the new chameleons, consumers who defy easy classification. These consumers aren't loyal to any particular market segment. With advanced big data, companies are now targeting individuals rather than broad groups, using technology to predict what someone like Sophia might purchase next. Conventional customer distinctions can reinforce stereotypes. Traditional marketing is used to categorize customers based on things like age, gender, and race, but nowadays, that approach isn't so effective. What matters more is how customers see themselves rather than how marketers see them. For instance, someone in their 60s might feel more like they're in their 40s, which affects their buying habits. People today often identify with multiple groups and don't fit neatly into one box. Take Rihanna's Fenty Beauty brand, for example, which offers products for women of skin tones ranging from albino white to dark chocolate. Customers aren't sticking to the labels marketers give them anymore. They want products and messages that reflect their individuality. Marketers need to adapt to this change and come up with strategies that embrace and celebrate diversity. Consumers prefer fewer choices. Too many options overwhelm them. Today's shoppers are glued to their digital devices, bombarded with endless information. Their buying habits are all over the place, influenced by a flood of choices that can be overwhelming. While they might think they want more options, they prefer having fewer but better ones. Gone are the days when people made decisions based solely on what's on store shelves or websites. Instead, they turn to trusted online reviews and recommendations for guidance. Young consumers, especially, rely on digital communities and social media to see what products influencers and their trusted circles endorse. In the past, gatekeepers like Vogue magazine and cultural elites used to steer consumers towards certain choices. Nowadays, digital shoppers are looking for curators with a vision. Marketers need to step into the shoes of hive minds and influencers in the online world. Many online curators, such as We Are Travel Girls, catering to women travelers, use algorithms to tailor recommendations based on shoppers' data, lending them credibility. Adopt hybrid identities reflecting digital natives' behaviors. Younger consumers see their digital and physical selves as one, not separate. They spend a lot of time online, so they don't really tell the difference between online and offline stuff. Brands need to catch up with this idea by blending digital and physical shopping experiences smoothly. Physical stores aren't outdated, but they're changing. Many people still see shopping in regular stores as a fun social thing. Brands should turn their remaining stores into fancy places with digital gadgets like touchscreens. Gaming is a big deal, with around 2 billion people playing worldwide. Surprisingly, about 40% of gamers are women. Some think gaming is a lonely activity, but a lot of games are social. Marketers already use ads and brand promotions in video games. For instance, in Mario Kart 8, the characters drive Mercedes cars. A Stanford researcher named Jeremy Balinson talks about how 3D avatars can affect what people do. He calls it the Proteus effect, named after a Greek god. When people see an avatar that looks like them doing something, they're more likely to do it themselves later, both online and offline. Brands can use this by putting their products in games. Seller-buyer distinctions are blurring. Consumer-generated content is becoming more common. Brands like Threadless, a company that sells graphic t-shirts, let aspiring designers submit their t-shirt ideas. Fans then vote on these designs, giving everyone a chance to participate. Nowadays, consumers and brands can work together in ways that benefit both sides. Regular people are helping with marketing tasks that used to be done by professionals, like advertising. Brands see the value in getting feedback from consumers early in the design process. For example, they might test out prototypes before starting production. This shows how consumers are being treated as co-creators. People are increasingly drawn to goods they see as artisanal or linked to the maker movement. This movement is about people making their own things, whether it's woodworking or robotics. Brands are getting in on this trend by teaming up with smaller scale creators. They're also using stories to share where their products come from. For instance, Whole Foods tells customers about the farms that supply the food they sell. Brands also need to adapt to changes brought by the sharing economy. Instead of buying expensive technology like 3D printers, many consumers prefer to use makerspaces. These are places where people can share resources like tools and equipment. Support fluid gender identities to transcend binary perspectives. Traditionally, brands used to cater to strict ideas about how men and women should behave based on gender, but times are changing. More and more people, especially younger ones, don't feel limited by traditional gender roles. They see gender as a spectrum, not just a binary idea of male or female. Even though it might seem new, the idea of mixing gender traits isn't new at all. Back in the 17th century, rich European guys wore high heels to show off their status. And nowadays, we have lots of famous folks like RuPaul and Lady Gaga who blur the lines between genders, and people love it. Plus, there's a growing market of LGBTQIA+ folks. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, asexual, and more, making up about 13% of the U.S. population. Some countries are even recognizing a third gender, like Australia letting people say they're non-specific on official documents and Nepal giving out IDs for third gender people. In short, the world is changing and brands need to keep up. Gender isn't just about male or female anymore, it's a whole spectrum and brands need to adopt that. Consumption choices shape and mirror buyers' self-identity. People's self-image isn't set in stone. It changes as they grow and evolve. For marketers, understanding how consumers' identities shift is crucial. People buy things to meet their current needs and to fulfill the image of who they want to be. What they choose to buy says a lot about how they see themselves. Everything around a person, the stuff they own, the places they go, the groups they belong to, is part of their extended self. Marketers sell products not just for what they do, but for how they help people express who they are or want to be. People view some purchases as sacred and others as profane. Sacred things are special and meaningful to them, while profane things are just ordinary. Marketers can try to make everyday stuff feel more sacred by giving it extra meaning. For example, they might sell a limited edition version of something. In society, what's considered good taste often shows off a person's social status. People with more money tend to do things like go to fancy events or decorate their homes with nice things. But nowadays, even regular folks care about having stuff that looks good. Marketers take advantage of this by making products that are not only practical, but also stylish, like fancy razors or sleek smartwatches. Traditional media and social gaps are swiftly vanishing. The division between branded content and traditional media is collapsing, with SEO keywords increasingly resembling journalism, Paid media, where companies pay for branded messages to appear in traditional media outlets. Owned media, such as corporate-owned websites. And earned media, which often resembles journalistic content but is sponsored by companies, are all merging into a blur of information. Moreover, the distinction between earned and paid media is dissipating. Brands may pay individuals to mention their products on talk shows or other media platforms, further blurring the line between advertising and regular content. This subtle marketing approach makes it difficult for consumers to differentiate between what's genuine and what's paid promotion. Consequently, consumers are placing more trust in recommendations from friends rather than traditional advertising. To build credibility, marketers need to focus on nurturing long-term relationships with customers through consistent messaging and actions. Additionally, the gap between humans and machines is shrinking as brands increasingly utilize sales bots that mimic human speech. Furthermore, individuals are transforming leisure into work through apps that track their activities, while employers are retaining workers through play-based strategies. As societal boundaries continue to erode and evolve, marketers must cultivate a profound understanding of what it means to be human to adapt their strategies effectively. Key points. 1. Consumer identities challenge traditional marketing categories, reflecting complexity. 2. Digital overload leads consumers to prefer curated choices over abundance. 3. Gender fluidity shapes brand strategies, acknowledging a spectrum of identities. 4. Consumption molds self-identity, blurring needs and aspirations. 5. Media boundaries blur as paid, earned, and owned content merge. 6. Trust shifts from traditional advertising to peer recommendations amid subtle marketing. 7. Human-machine integration deepens, impacting leisure, work, and brand interactions.